Hello, I'm Jim Nolan, and I'm here to tell you about a new and different retail space that has come to OTR. Goods on Main opens this weekend in conjunction with this summer's first Second Sunday on Main, and it is a collaborative effort by several local business people to bring a unique and dynamic retail experience to the downtown area. Here to tell me more about Goods on Main are two of the shop's co-owners, Pat Figali and Carl Hunt. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Excited to be here.
Me too.
First, let's talk about this collaboration. By my count, there are seven different people involved with the opening of this store.
There are, yeah.
How did that all come about?
It was mostly Jake and Jake from Frame Shop's idea. They had tried to get into this space previously to make it their workshop. It didn't end up suiting their needs for making frames, but they figured, oh, this would actually, since it's a storefront, be a good place to put a store. And they kind of gathered up the team, and here we are.
And who else is involved?
We have Micah Paudino. He's from PB&J. He's our PR person, and he does all of that. Duru, she's the owner of Sloan Boutique over on Vine Street. Adam Atala, he runs Ohio Supply Shop. It's a vintage clothing and vintage item brand.
And then there's us.
Yeah, and me and Pat.
And I know you've done some extensive work to the building itself in order to get this ready for opening, right?
To the storefront, yeah. It had been empty for a minute. So we've done a lot of painting inside and out. We've done a bit of wall installing. When you come in, you'll see a giant pegboard wall made of wood tiles. We installed and made all of that. Yeah, just a lot of sweat equity.
I was going to say that you've put in a lot of work already just to get the space ready for opening, which, again, like I said, was part of the Second Sunday celebration. So that should be an interesting collection there. But it's actually located where at 1300 Main Street?
Correct.
Right on the corner of 13th.
And so what makes Goods a different shopping experience?
We're filling a hole that's in the market right now. Pretty much everything that we have, you can't get anywhere else downtown.
That was kind of our intention, was to look around and say, what do we not have? And then also all of our items are going to change as our theme changes, which is going to be seasonal. So right now for the summer, we've launched with an adventure theme. And everything is not only things that you can't get somewhere else nearby, but something adventurous. We have mopeds, which Carl works on, has brought into the shop. We have some musical instruments. We have some camping gear. Anything that, when you think adventure, you're like, oh yeah, that sounds adventurous. We have some hot sauce.
So the idea being kind of trying things for the first time or taking it to the next level, anything that might be taking someone out of their comfort zone.
Exactly. But then in the winter, we'll have a different theme. So we won't be adventure anymore. We'll be something new and exciting, and you'll get to come back and experience a new store in the same space with the same curators. And some of the same items, but a new take on it, a new perspective.
And so you plan on changing themes how often?
Probably three or four times a year, seasonally.
What sort of things have you done for the big opening?
Well, we managed to plan it during the biggest street festival of the year, the opening of the biggest street festival. So that was really exciting for us. Second Sunday has now expanded. Instead of starting right in front of us at 13th and going to Liberty, it starts at 12th Street. So we are now in the middle of it, which is fantastic and really exciting. And it was kind of nice to be like, oh, there's already going to be this giant party. Why don't we just add our opening to that?
And the things that you actually have in your store, where do they come from? Are they vintage items? Are they new items? Is it a mix?
It varies. Like me and all of my mopeds, they're all vintage items. I mean, I put on new parts and new upgraded components to make them speedier and more suited for city life. Most of my stuff is vintage. I know Adam has vintage stuff. Duru does brand new clothes. It's going to be a mix of new stuff and selected older things. It's not a thrift store.
Right. And there's things from all over. There are some that are locally made. There are some that are national brands. There are some that are locally made in other places by hand, but not necessarily in the Cincinnati area.
What other things are you going to use this space for?
We'll probably have some events. We haven't really decided yet, but we are on Main Street, which means that not only do we get Second Sunday right in front of our door, but it means every month of the year we're involved in Final Friday. So we'll have something for all of those.
We've been thinking about different classes and just different things to get people in the store and interactive with Main Street and coming back.
Well, now that you've had your big opening as part of Second Sunday, what are the hours that Goods on Main will be in operation?
We're going to be open 4 days a week to start with. So we'll be open Thursday through Sunday and pretty much 11 to 7 and probably 11 to 5 on Sundays for the most part, except Final Fridays will be open later and Second Sundays, which are noon to 5, will definitely be open during that time, maybe a little on each end.
Well, wonderful. I've been speaking with Pat Figali and Carl Hunt, two of the co-owners of Goods on Main, which opens this weekend. Goods on Main is located at 1300 Main Street in Over the Rhine. For links to more information about the shop, please visit wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Jim Nolan.